are listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene on Fox Sports Radio, 1340 AM and 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia. Here are your hosts, Wally, Ray, and Will.
All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene. Fox Sports, 1340 AM, 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia. Ray and Wally in the building. Will T is out. And we just covered the fight this past weekend. Gary Russell Jr., one of the only champions we have in the D.C. area. The Capitals are on their climb to be champions. But will the Washington Redskins be champions? Alex Smith is a big piece of that. If they're going to go anywhere this season, we'll talk about that first, I know. But we have to get into that tradition.
Right. The pregame. And still the free game.
And still extra.
We'll discuss what Alex Smith needs to do to be a better quarterback than Kirk Cousins. Finally, at the 10-minute mark, we'll feature our listener segment, That's Real Talk with the Urban Sports Scene. We talked about Alex Smith. Alex Smith is the quarterback for the Washington Redskins. Kirk Cousins, who's now a Minnesota Vikings, who now is the Minnesota Vikings quarterback, was beloved here by many fans. What does Alex Smith have to do to be deemed a better quarterback than Kirk Cousins for the upcoming season?
Shoot, all you got to do is win 8 games. It's not that hard. Really?
Some fans don't even think that. They think he has to have particular stats.
I don't. I feel like if you have a running game, he's going to be fine. He can get outside the pocket. He's going to be straight. Mm-hmm. You got a healthy Jordan Reed. A healthy Jordan Reed is so key.
Yeah, I agree.
We saw the fight, by the way. Because think about it. With Alex Smith's escapability and his ability to extend the play, with Jordan Reed on the field, bruh.
No, I'm with you.
Jameson Crowder healthy. And a good offensive line. I mean, but even if your offensive line is not that good, he has the potential to extend plays, to make plays down the field when there may have been no opportunity. Like a Kirk Cousins, he struggles. He's really good in the pocket to me, Kirk Cousins.
Yeah.
He's shorter, and he's not as fast. Alex Smith is going to make some plays. You're like, wow, I'm glad we got this guy. And there's other times where maybe you miss a Kirk Cousins the way he made decisions, got the ball out quick.
Quicker. Yeah, I think that's going to be the thing is that Alex Smith, when you look at Alex Smith, you're probably going to say to yourself that, okay, Kirk Cousins would have made that pass. Kirk Cousins would have got the ball out quicker. Maybe Alex Smith takes a sack that Kirk Cousins wouldn't take.
About which week?
Which week?
Does the Kirk Cousins chatter die down? My goodness. I got you. That this area or this franchise or this fan base lost a legend.
Like Joe Montana or somebody. I'm with you.
Like I'm saying, put up good numbers, but my goodness. And I know guys like Joe Montana and even probably Tom Brady are looking at the deals being handed out. I'm going to include Matt Ryan in there. Uh-huh. Like, wow, what do I need to do? How come I didn't get that type of money? Dan Marino is probably sitting at home like, for a guy that didn't even come close to making a Super Bowl.
Yeah, seriously.
He's getting paid more money than I'm seeing in my lifetime.
Yeah.
Almost. Not really, but you get what I'm saying.
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
Dan Marino has made a lot of money, but it's Kirk Cousins.
Yes. I just think
like Kirk Cousins, but at the end of the day, he's Kirk Cousins.
And he's not. Again, we said this before, like in prior shows, and still Kirk Cousins. Alex Smith has been more of a winner. Like you said, though, if Alex Smith wins 8 games, to your opinion, that he's already exceeded what Kirk Cousins has done for this team. You know, some people say stat-wise, like Alex Smith has to throw for over 4,000 yards. How the team is constructed, do you think anything's obtainable in terms of being better than Kirk Cousins? You think that's obtainable?
I think you have. Oh, it's completely attainable.
Okay.
And here's why. Health comes into play. I just mentioned Jordan Reed.
Mm-hmm.
And you're looking at Josh Doctson after a full season of experience with that same athleticism.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to start now in OTAs, hopefully, to develop that chemistry.
Mm-hmm.
The risk and a better running game, that's what I'm thinking. It was a guy that can
–
that's mobile. Right, guys.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't even thinking about him, but a guy that's mobile, I think he – you know, like, for example – Cam Newton, Michael Vick. I'm not comparing.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. A mobile quarterback.
The running game.
Of course.
And I feel as though the running game will benefit from having Alex Smith behind center. I just do.
Yeah, you have Geist and Chris Thompson.
He may not put up the same numbers, but it may result in better and longer sustaining drives, better red zone play, and maybe more wins.
Yeah, better red zone play, more wins. And, you know, having Chris Thompson and Geist.
Because Kirk Cousins would throw between the 20s. I mean, he was spectacular.
But in the red zone,
red zone, and then, Alex Smith can extend the play.
Yeah.
That plays a huge role in the red zone. Big Ben, as much as immobile as he seems these days, he, because of his strength and somewhat of a running ability, he can extend plays. Alex Smith is way more agile than him.
Agreed.
And is younger.
Yeah, and is younger.
And you see, Ben Roethlisberger is still succeeding.
Yeah.
Right?
Uh-huh.
I feel as though with Geist, how's Geist's catching ability? That's what I don't
know. He can catch decent. It's not like he's
He's not Le'Veon.
No, he's not Le'Veon.
Okay. I was just wondering. But you got
He's like Beast Mode.
You got Thompson returning, though.
Like Beast Mode.
I'm telling you, look, Thompson returning, Jordan Reed returning healthy, more experienced
Johnson.
I'm making you smile. You feel as though there's some
Jameson Crowder has to Jameson Crowder has to be improved. There's weapons. There are weapons on this team, but at the end of the day, I think in terms of his own stats, he's probably going to have to, for the fan base, he's probably going to have to throw for 4,000 yards and be effective. I think more than throwing a bunch of touchdowns, I think, Ray, you hit it right on the head. He has to be effective in the red zone. And I think that, you know, Kirk Cousins wasn't effective in the red zone. If Alex Smith is 10 times more effective than Kirk Cousins in the red zone, I think that you'll get the fan base saying that, okay, he's better than Kirk Cousins.
It's not going to be hard to achieve. But, but the comparisons will be there throughout the course of the year. I said for you, when does it calm down? Winning cures all. So we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. It's time for That's Real Talk with the Urban Sports Scene. See you after the break.
Well, T's missing all the fun.
Sure is.
Always gets everything with the Urban Sports Scene. We're back. Fox Sports 1340 AM 96.9 FM Hopewell, Virginia. It's now time for our listener segment. That's Real Talk.
Anytime you feel like ranting about the Skins or you have a question, call us and leave us a message. Here's the number. It's 301-799-5407. You can also tweet us at the Urban Sports Scene or hit us up on our Urban Sports Scene Facebook page. We will feature it on the show, the tweet, or the call, or even a Facebook comment. Here's one on Facebook. I'm looking for it right now, matter of fact. There's a bunch of them. All right, here you go. And the question, the question is about Alex Smith. We talked about it on our prior segment about Alex Smith, how he would be better than Kirk Cousins in the upcoming season, what he would need to do. Eric was like, needs to keep his calm in the red zone, right. not forcing things. Better to come away with a field goal than throw an interception in the red zone. He needs to not stare his hot read before the snap.
Better to come away with a field goal. I feel like the Redskins have kicked too many field goals
over
the course of years, and then they miss some of the more important ones early in games.
And I think you said this before, Joey Greenwell, you mentioned this about the 8 wins or whatnot.
Yeah.
Joey said win.
There you go. I mean, it's very simple.
Alan Gregory said, Alex Smith, you are the greatest football player. Good luck in your game, Washington Redskins quarterback.
What?
Hey, man.
Hey, thank you for
Dan Boo said scoring the red zone. Absolutely. I think that's the overall consensus.
Big.
Mike Hafer said hopefully a running game same result as last year if he doesn't have it, plus a defense. I don't know what that means, man save. Oh my, Brandon Carey, what's up, Brandon? Brandon said less than 10 interceptions. Use his legs when need be. Check us into the right play and red zone touchdowns.
Yes, use your legs. Less than 10 picks. I like all that.
Yeah, I think that's pretty accurate. And Curtis on Facebook also said make makeable first downs to keep a drive going, regardless of what Gruden calls. For instance, it's 3rd and 5, but you throw it to the third pattern and not. I'm sorry, the third pattern. Yeah, 3rd yard pattern and not first down. That pissed me off more than anything. So
good feedback.
It is
a lot of commonalities there. Red zone is big.
I think red zone is really big.
If finishing drives is what Alex Smith is being brought in to do. I think he's a good candidate. I won't say he's necessarily the right guy, but again, his mobility, his ability to extend the plays, great for the Redskins offense, what they need to, I think, vastly improve in the red zone.
On Twitter, Maurice Hawkins says, if Alex Smith can have improved offensive production in the red zone and maintain his low number of interceptions like last year, this could be a great year for the Redskins.
The knock on him is he holds the ball too long, though, and that's the difference between him and Kirk Cousins. Mm-hmm. Kirk Cousins, just sometimes his decision-making is not as good as Alex Smith's. Although holding the ball maybe come down to decision-making, I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. Kirk Cousins struggled to read defenses. Alex Smith,
supposedly, is better than Kirk Cousins at doing that.
With the right coaches.
Mm-hmm. Andy Reid, yeah.
I think he had Norv.
And he had Jim Harbaugh. So, right. Yeah.
So I'm wondering if Gruden can follow the footsteps of these coaches we just mentioned.
Well, you know, Gruden didn't make Colt McCoy a quarterback that people thought could actually start. And I'm saying, not to say he's a starter.
Desperate, man.
Not to say he's a starter, and he helped Kirk Cousins around.
Made Kirk Cousins the man he is, and Andy Dalton, some of his success can be attributed to the coach.
So @itsme_CB said, I'm not necessarily skeptical of him. I just don't think we're getting the Alex Smith of last year, his best statistical season, without all the smoke that he had in Kansas City last year. That's my only thing, but as a fan, I hope I'm wrong and he comes here and hoops.
We should pose the question, when can fans get excited for football? Right now, mm-hmm. I'm just not there. I mean, it's a good discussion, but it feels like football is so long off. Even the Hall of Fame game doesn't do anything for me.
That's not a real game, though. It's a bunch of bench
players.
But
it's like the first
the first week of August, right?
That game? Around that time, yeah. Around the time the Hall of Famers are inducted. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, this summer, I guess once training camp starts, we'll really start to have some good discussions. And then we need to be there present in training camp. We missed all the training camp last year. Did you go at all?
No, I didn't go at all.
It's hot as heck out there, Joy.
Was that even there for preseason?
Food, but I'm going to go.
You said what? What did you just say?
It's hot as heck out there, and there's no vegan food.
Oh, good God.
It's chicken tenders and fries. It's amazing how they feed us while these players have protein shakes and salads. So we going to do better, man. Me and you together.
All right, man.
We're
going to take some vegan food
to training camp.
I have one more tweet.
We're going to have a good show about what the Redskins need to do to be a playoff team.
I have one more tweet to read.
Go ahead.
But the vegan thing caught me off guard. Like, that was awesome. That was a good reference, though, man. You're the man.
Shout out to Hannibal, too.
JB Raj on Twitter said, I still like the move considering Kurt wasn't coming back. Felt like he had everything possible on offense to succeed last year. Not sure he has that here yet. Skins are doing what they can do to give him the help he needs. Running culture has to change, though.
I talked about that in the last segment.
Yeah.
If they can run the ball, mm-hmm. you mentioned guys. I mentioned just, you know, having a mobile quarterback helps.
Yeah, I agree. But thanks for all the feedback. We appreciate it. Keep tuning in. Hopefully, you know, you feel like it, call in as well. Again, the number is 301-799-5407. But it's time to close the show out. You've been listening to the Urban Sports Scene, but that's incorrect. You've been listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene for ages. You dig? Deuces. Hey, Mega, lead us out, big homie. Swag, pledge allegiance to the swag, pledge allegiance to the swag, pledge allegiance to the swag.